Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You say we actually offer help so often that we're not maybe even aware of it. When we listen to a roommate or a spouse, or we commiserate with a friend who's full of fear, or we give advice to a member of our small group, or we ask how we can pray, and you say, we are meant to live this way. Now, when you put that in the context of what you just said, we so minimize our impact and, again, relegate it to the experts. But it almost seems like we absolve ourselves from having some deep spiritual impact. But I think if we show up in these situations with a sense of faith and expectancy, saying the Spirit, capital S, is alive in me, and let's search Him out together, let's seek God together. I don't know, I think it would transform those moments of community, don't you think?
Absolutely. Thinking of what the passage in John 15 or 16, where Jesus talks about fruitfulness, and he doesn't identify as we would expect. If you're really beautiful, if you're really smart, if you have all this education or a lot of money, then you're going to be fruitful. It's you simply abide in Christ. Abiding in Christ, as we simply say, Jesus, you're Lord, and we follow you. It's as we abide in Christ, that's when we're fruitful. And to pray those ways in the morning, Lord, give me grace. I can be the riffraff, okay? If you're looking for people who are weak or people who are spiritual with the capital S rather than the little s, the capital S where I have the Spirit because I'm with Jesus, I can do those things. So, Lord, give me grace to be fruitful in your name today. And then the opposite side of that is Lord, give me grace to see the ordinary people who are fruitful in my own life today, and give me the privilege of being able to say thank you.
Wow.
To identify those people and remind them that God, for some reason, has chosen to use them to edify me.
Okay, so we've got about a minute and 45 before the bottom of the hour break, and my challenge to you listening today is to do what Ed just said, to identify the people in your life, the ordinary people who've just exemplified grace in your life, who've pointed you to Jesus, who've put an arm around you or looked you in the eyes and just encouraged you to take those next steps. I dare you, text them, email them, handwrite a card, or give them a call. Now, we literally have about a minute and a half before our hard bottom of the hour break, Ed. And so this question may be too big for that short a time, and I want you to carry it over to the other side. But since God invites us to this dynamic of this kind of a community of our felt needs and encouraging each other, why does this dynamic so often break down? I think I know the answer, but I really want your professional opinion.
I'm thinking personally, it breaks down in all kinds of places too. To know someone, we have to be willing to move toward people rather than have them more move toward us. To simply in love, we have a God who's moved toward us, and so we move toward others and just ask them, what's on your heart? How are you? How can even questions like, how can I pray for you? Why don't I do that? I'm spiritually lazy. I'm spiritually passive at times. I don't love as I would like. And that would be, I would say for me, that would be most prominent. The other is that I have a sense of myself, how could God use me? Mm-hmm. And so my faith can be weak, and I don't see spiritual realities correctly.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.